SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Hi there, I'm Kerry-Lee Barry, Indigenous Lead of NITV Radio. I'll be your host for this special episode of Australia Explained. As a migrant to Australia, you are likely well aware of the need to understand and respect the culture and customs of a new country. Australia is home to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who have the world's oldest continuing cultures. But unlike in some other countries, Australia doesn't have a national treaty that recognises its First Nations peoples or their rights. This episode of Australia Explained will explain what a treaty is, why it matters to many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and what's happening around Australia right now. A treaty is a legally binding agreement that is negotiated between different groups or parties, for example, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and the Australian government. When the British first settled on Aboriginal land, they declared it terra nullius, meaning land belonging to no one. So they did not see the need for negotiating with Aboriginal nations. Many Indigenous Australians call this unfinished business. Treaties are built on the recognition of sovereignty. However, treaties can take many forms and cover a range of issues. They may include agreements around sharing land, resources, and governing together. Unlike countries such as the United States, Canada, and New Zealand, Australia has never had a treaty with its First Nations peoples. From an Indigenous perspective, treaty means recognising what happened in the past, protecting rights, and making sure Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities have a real voice in decisions that affect them. Legal expert Dr. Harry Hobbs explains.
Ideally, treaties would be negotiated between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities on one side and state and federal governments. That's because the Australian Constitution divides powers between the federal parliament and the state parliament.
As there are several hundred separate Aboriginal peoples in Australia, each with distinct languages and territory, it follows that negotiations can be complex. There are also a variety of perspectives on what should be prioritised. So, why does treaty matter? Many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people believe a treaty is a step toward justice and respect. Gooditjmara man and treaty leader Reuben Berg says,
I think treaty is so key. It's about resetting the relationship between First Peoples and the government, whether that's at a statewide level or a Commonwealth level.
Supporters of treaty say it could make a real difference in many ways. They believe it could formally recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the First Peoples of Australia and create space for truth-telling about the country's history and colonisation. A treaty could also help build fair partnerships between governments and communities on important areas like land, water, health, education, housing, jobs and economic development. Many First Nations people also see treaty as a way to protect and strengthen languages, cultures and sacred places, helping to keep those traditions alive for future generations. Wordy man and barrister Tony McAvoy explains.
When we are able to control our own lives and make decisions for ourselves and provide services to ourselves, we are at our healthiest and strongest and most spiritually well and culturally. If you accept that that's one of the consequences of the treaty, that's got to be good for the rest of the country.
Senator Lydia Thorpe, a Gunai, Gunditjmara and Jaburung woman, has been an outspoken advocate for treaty. She believes that local communities should take the lead in the process.
I think that, you know, we need to have clans and nations represented at the local government level. It is those local communities where we can make real change.
So, what is happening around Australia in regard to treaty? In Victoria, the treaty process is well underway, with a statewide agreement expected in 2025. Through an elected group called the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria, Indigenous Australians will have a permanent voice in shaping laws and policies about issues that relate to them. Elsewhere in Queensland, New South Wales, South Australia and the Northern Territory, progress is at different stages. Some governments are holding community consultations while others are still planning their next steps. a national treaty would create one agreement for all of Australia, while state and territory treaties focus on local priorities and the needs of each community. Many Indigenous advocates believe Australia needs both national and state-based treaties to make real, long-lasting change. Because each community has its own history and needs, every treaty would look a little different. Therefore, beyond its legal meaning, treaty is also about relationships, how Australians, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous, choose to live and work together. For many, it's seen as a step toward a fairer and more united country where every story and community has a place. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Nakaya Hutchings. This episode contains audio excerpts from the TV program Living Black, the case for a treaty, which was first aired in July 2025. You can watch the full episode on SBS On Demand. And I'm Kerry Lee Barry. Until next time.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.